You walk into a fancy party. What is the oldest thing there? No, not your in-laws or even your grandparents. It will be a diamond someone is wearing. More on the age of diamonds later, but first some amazing mysteries and facts about diamonds on this moment of science. It's not completely clear how natural diamonds are formed, and although it is known they're made from carbon, scientists are not sure how carbon gets to the extreme depths at which diamonds are made. Diamonds are formed very deep in the earth. The optimum depth for their formation is about 120 miles beneath the surface in the molten mantle. The temperature and pressure necessary for diamonds to crystallize are mind-boggling. The temperature must be over 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and the pressure must be at least 690,000 pounds per square inch. To put that pressure in perspective, a 150-pound person exerts only 3 pounds per square inch. We would never know about diamonds were it not for volcanic activity, for that's what delivers diamonds from deep inside the earth to where we can get to them. Theoretically, diamonds can remain diamonds only at high temperature and pressure. In theory, at atmospheric pressure and lower temperature, chemical changes are liable to take place that change diamond into graphite, similar to the stuff pencil leads are made of. However, it has been calculated that even if this change were to take place, it would take over 10 billion years to happen. Now, back to the diamond's age. Scientists think diamonds may have been forming throughout Earth's history. Many have been found that are 3.3 billion years old, and the young ones are a mere 1 billion years old. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.